You're tuned to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. You've heard of probiotics, right? They're the live microorganisms that live in your gut, and in foods like yogurt and dietary supplements. Well, in recent years, they've been touted as beneficial to health, especially to ease digestive disorders. But it turns out that probiotics, these so-called good bacteria, may actually not be so good for all people in all cases. In today's Spotlight on Health, we're focusing on this new finding published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Wu Jung-shin helped lead this research. She is a biomedical engineering PhD candidate at UT Austin's Cockrell School of Engineering. Wu Jung, thanks so much for stopping by the Texas Standard Studios.
Yeah, no problem.
One interesting thing about your research, how it was done, you used organ-on-a-chip technology. What is that?
Right. So that is basically a cutting-edge technology that people try to recapitulate the human organ in a tiny, like, memory stick-sized chip. And we try to simplify the complicated human system in a tiny, small chip.
So like an electronic chip? Is that what it is or no?
So I actually brought it.
Oh, let
but
me
I
see.
Can't
I,
actually.
Can
yeah,
I see?
Sure.
I won't touch it if I'm not supposed to.
Yeah.
That is fascinating. So what you're showing me here looks like a little crystal, almost like a sugar cube.
Right. So it's transparent, basically. Mm-hmm. So we can, like, real-time imaging is possible. Mm-hmm. And because this is small, it's, like, cost-effective because we don't have to use a lot of cell medium, something like that.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. What is that inside? It looked like a little black, sort of like a thread or something. What is that?
So it is basically microchannels. So we can culture human cells inside, and we can more closely mimics human microenvironment.
I see.
Yeah.
So you can put something into that little plastic block,
right,
basically.
Right, right.
And then you can test out whether this variable is having the sort of effect you expect or not.
Right. Exactly.
That's really interesting. So why did you decide to study probiotics? I have to ask you about that.
So our gastrointestinal tract is basically open, like mouth, from mouth to anus.
Right.
So the system itself is basically always exposed to the outer matter, right? Mm-hmm. Like environmental matters. And in our gut, there are a lot of microorganisms, something like bacterial cells.
Right.
But there is a intestinal epithelial layer, which physically segregates the outer matter from our body.
Okay.
So probiotics are often thought as a good, like, bacterias or nutrient-like supplements.
Sure, you see them in the advertisements.
Right, right. But in case, like, intact epithelial layer was severely, like, disrupted. So it's not the case for the healthy human, but in case your gut is severely, injured.
Okay.
Probiotics can invade and go to the other side of the intestinal epithelium and react with other human cell types like immune cells. And then they ultimately cause the inflammatory situation.
I see. So, yeah. So in fact, if you do have this probiotic in someone's, say, injured gut, or if you don't know that there's some kind of, say, perforation or some kind of tear or some kind of injury, that could affect your ability to ward off disease, for example.
Yeah, but I think there should be more studies conducted. So I think people always should, like, consult with their doctors first.
So what is next for you? Because obviously this is a pretty big finding that you've made here. Mm-hmm. What happens for you next?
So in my current study, the published study, I use, like, immortalized cell line for culturing the human cells inside this micro device.
And immortalized.
Yeah, immortalized. Mm-hmm. So it cannot reflect individuals, like, genetic or environmental, like, factors.
Differences. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So I'm trying to use precision medicine perspective, like, patient-specific, like, prescription, something like that.
Right.
So I am trying to get a patient sample and transfer patient cells inside my microfluidic device and culture them to constitute patient's own microenvironment in the tiny device. And then maybe I can play with it. Maybe I can test a specific drug to see if that drug is like feasible or causes any like side effects, something like that, specifically to that patient. So that is one of my directions.
Wu Jung-shin is a PhD candidate at UT Austin's Cockrell School of Engineering. She's just co-authored research about the effectiveness of probiotics. Wu Jung, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you so much.